You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Wendy Long of the Judicial Confirmation Network. She joins us now to explain why her group is out and out early in opposing the presidential nomination of Sonia Sotomayor to be the next Supreme Court Justice. And Wendy, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me.
It hasn't taken long for several groups to hit the airwaves, at least on the web and soon on television as well, either pro or anti-Sotomayor. What concerns you about this nomination most of all?
Well, what concerns me about this nomination is she's what we feared from President Obama based on what he said he was looking for. He said he was looking for a judge who would make her judicial decisions based upon her personal views and personal experiences and her own, biases and political agenda. He didn't use those latter words, but he's used code for that. He said personal views and experiences. And the problem with that is that that's the opposite of what American judging is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be completely impartial, and what you're supposed to do with your own personal views and personal experience and biases is when you put that black robe on, you're supposed to put them aside. And contrary to almost every other judge who's ever taken the bench, who tries to do that at least, sometimes they fail. Sometimes people end up ruling based on their personal views, but at least they try. Sonia Sotomayor has just been unabashed about the fact that she does use her own views when she makes decisions. She doesn't rely just on the law, and she thinks that the courts are where policy is made instead of the legislative branches, and that she thinks that she makes better decisions as a Latina female than a white male would make. And those are all kind of radical and unheard of before statements, and I think it's really unfortunate because that's just not the role of a judge in our society.
How's that been reflected in her decisions on the bench over the past nearly two decades, Wendy, whether at the district or appellate level? How has what she said in some of these speeches about the appellate level being where policy is made, obviously a note towards judicial activism, or the fact that she believes women of color make better decisions than white men? No, how has that been reflected in some of her opinions?
Well, the most notable one, Greg, is one that is actually before review at the Supreme Court as we speak. It was one of the last cases argued at the end of April, and the decision is going to come down in June, ironically, at the height of her confirmation proceedings. It's a case involving firefighters from New Haven, Connecticut. And the fire department designed a test for the promotion to the rank of captain. Examinees all took the test. It was designed to be race neutral, and as far as I know, it was race neutral. But what happened is, after the people took the test, the city decided that it was unhappy with the results of the test because not enough black applicants scored well on the test. And so what it did is it just threw out the results of the test and didn't even use it and didn't make anybody promoted to the rank of captain. And a number of spots were available for that. So what happened is a gentleman named Frank Ricci, who's the lead plaintiff, who had dyslexia, studied very hard, worked incredibly hard studying for the test and put his hours in and was trying to live his American dream of becoming a firefighter captain, had it thrown out. So 19 white firemen and one Hispanic sued, saying, the city can't do this to us. That's discrimination based on our race. It's throwing out the test. And the case went before the trial court in Connecticut, which ruled that, no, there was no discrimination. The city can do that because, after all, it threw out the results and didn't use the test, and nobody was promoted. And then, of course, from that trial court in Connecticut, the case went up to the Second Circuit, where Sonia Sotomayor sits as an appellate judge, supposed to be ruling on important constitutional questions. And this case raised very important constitutional questions, and she basically kicked the case out of court. She didn't even bother to analyze the claims of these white and one Hispanic firefighter, and she just threw them out. And her fellow judge on that Second Circuit, Jose Cabranes, fellow Hispanic, fellow Clinton appointee, wrote an opinion really exposing what she did and saying that, essentially, these are my words, not his, but what he wrote said that she had essentially committed judicial malpractice. There were important constitutional claims, important claims of federal discrimination law, and Sonia Sotomayor just threw them out and she didn't do her job. And one can only surmise the reason she did is because she approves of racial quotas and preferences. She doesn't think that reverse discrimination is a problem. She thinks it's okay. And that was her personal view, her personal policy view, and that's why she didn't give these firefighters really, you know, the time of day as a judge.
Wendy, just yesterday in the program, we had a Republican strategist on the program who said, look, if Sotomayor gets confirmed, she's just replacing another liberal, the balance of the court doesn't really change. Republicans can't stop this anyway, most likely, so why make a huge stink about it? How do you respond to that sort of logic?
Well, there are three problems with what that person said. The first is there are only 9 seats on the Supreme Court. We've had a liberal activist Supreme Court now for well over a generation, probably since the 1950s. To simply say, oh, well, we're just going to replace one liberal with another and continue to misinterpret and misapply and distort the Constitution, that doesn't sound like a very good goal to me. That's number one. Number two, you know, the Obama administration promised transparency and honesty and that the American people would get a full picture of what's going on in its administration. And so I think because President Obama has misrepresented this nominee, Robert Gibbs, his spokesman, and other White House spokesmen are completely misrepresenting her record, both in presenting her as a bipartisan pick when she was picked by a Democratic senator as part of a deal under the first President Bush, and that they're misrepresenting what she's done in this New Haven firefighters case. I think that the American people are entitled to have a full picture of her record. You know, sure, listen to what the White House says, but I think that there's something to be said for the Senate and Republican senators asking her important probing questions and for the public to have this moment of being able to reflect upon which view of judging they think is right. I don't think most Americans, however much they may find President Obama to be popular at the moment, I don't think his view of judging is popular with America. I think most Americans want judges to be completely impartial and to rule based on what the law says and not to, you know, put themselves above everyone else and rule sort of like philosopher kings who are smarter than the rest of us, have life appointments, can never be thrown out of office, and have free hand to decide based on their personal biases and views what they think the right outcome is in a particular case, no matter what the Constitution says.
Wendy, thank you so much for your time today. I'm sure we'll be talking again as this confirmation process moves along.
Thanks, Greg.
As always, Wendy Long of the Judicial Confirmation Network. This is Dateline Washington.